I had a little bit of issues this morning getting my phone to work to call in. I think there's some problems with the snow in the area where I live. So before I get going, the first thing I want to say is, worst happened, I get disconnected. Nancy or Allison, will you be able to continue hosting the meeting this morning should I end up losing connection?
Yes, I'm here too.
Thanks. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but it did. I did have some issues this morning, and I know there's a power outage around the corner for me that might have something to do with that. But let's go ahead and we're going to get started. I'd like to do this the way I did in our last meeting, where I'd like to call for, we'll go through roll call. We'll ask for members of the commission first to check in, and then we'll ask for department staff, and then we'll ask for members of the public. So do we have on the line with us Nancy Franson?
I'm here, Kate.
Allison McCoy?
Here.
Randy Smart?
Yes.
Darla Milovich?
Yes.
Perry Babalitz?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. From the commission, Tanji Northrup?
I'm here.
Randy Overstreet?
Yes, I'm here.
Michael Covington?
Michael comes in only quarterly. She was here last month.
Thank you for the reminder. Appreciate that. Reed Stringham?
Yeah, I'm here.
Danny Schoenfeld?
I'm here, yes.
Tracy Klausmeier?
Yes, I'm here.
Adam Martin?
Good morning, I'm here.
And Steve Gooch?
Yeah, I'm here.
And then members from the public, go ahead and announce yourselves.
Blake Heiner.
Morning, Blake.
Bob Wade Taylor.
Morning, Bob. Morning, Wade.
Matt Ryden.
Morning, Matt.
This is Edward Vasquez from the Utah AG's office. I work with Perry and the department staff. Call there.
Thank you, Edward.
Nathan Sprague.
Morning, Nathan. Anyone else? Wonderful, thank you. I appreciate you chiming in there. My apologies for missing you with the department staff. I need to read the anchor location determination. In accordance with Utah Code 52-4-207, subchapter 4, as chair of the Title and Escrow Commission, I, Chase Phillips, have determined that holding a meeting at an anchor location presents a substantial risk to the health and safety of those who may be present at the anchor location due to the current COVID-19 pandemic. And so pursuant to Utah Code 52-4-207-5, this determination is valid for 30 days from the date of this determination. We made this determination on the 9th of December, and continuing on our recent trend of meeting over the phone until the pandemic is over or manageable. Moving on with the agenda, I'd like to ask if there were any changes that need to be made to the minutes from the previous meeting, and if not, for a vote to adopt them.
Allison, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from last meeting.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
I'll second the motion.
I think I heard Randy second it first. Was that correct?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. So we have a motion to adopt the minutes by Allison, seconded by Randy. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. The motion passes. I believe I heard everyone vote yes. Thank you all. And then moving on, Reed, I believe we have some concurrence reports we need to, issue concurrence on and review with you. So I'll turn the time over to you or your office.
Thank you, Chase. We've got two requests for concurrence today. The first one involves the licensing report. You should have all received a copy of that. I reviewed it and saw nothing unusual to point out or comment about. We've got Randy here in case you have any questions, and so we'll leave it to you to ask those questions, or if not, we'd ask that you concur with the licensing report.
Thank you, Reed. Any comments from the commission?
I know that I always do this, but I just noticed that we have that deserve a mention for longevity. It looks like Cash Titles on there for 44 years in business, and our friend and former commissioner Dave Moore's on there for, looks like, is it 40? Let's see, what was he on there for? I just did the math and then I lost it. Quite a while too, over 40 years too on there. So hats off to them for staying in the industry for that long. And with that, I'll make a motion to approve the concurrence I'll make a motion to concur with the licensing report.
Thank you. Seconded by Nancy. I appreciate, yes, those shout outs to the individuals that have been in here for a significant amount of time. I also was noticing Wendy Harris. I don't know Wendy, also since 76, several from the 80s. So congratulations to those who have helped shape the industry in Utah over their careers. So we have a motion by Allison, seconded by Nancy. All in favor of concurrence?
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes. And then, Reed, I believe there is an issue of settlement that we need to have you present to us as well to vote for concurrence on as well.
Thank you, Chase. Yes, there's a we have a request that the commission concur with a penalty that results from a stipulated settlement with Paradise Settlement Services. I believe the terms are fairly straightforward, but we have Adam here. If you have any questions, we'd ask that you concur with that penalty, and then that the concurrence document be signed so we can have that as part of our record.
Thank you. So from the commission, were there any comments or questions from members of the commission? And for maybe those that didn't have a chance to dive into this, ultimately what the issue is before the department is that the settlement provider operating and licensed in the state of Utah was operating with a trust account that was with a bank that did not have a local branch. They have since obtained open an account, coming in compliance with the laws, and are now operating within compliance, as far as I understand that. So, Adam, I guess my question for you is they are in compliance now at this point, correct?
That's correct. They do have a bank that has an office and a branch in Utah now.
If there are no other comments or questions for Adam or about this case, I would say this does look like others that have been brought before the commission in the past, and it does seem to be in line with the same penalties or actions that were taken by the department. And so I would be open for a motion.
So moved.
Okay. Yep. Second that.
Okay. We have a motion from Randy, seconded by Nancy, that we concur with the penalty from the department. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the motion passes. And might I also add, Adam, thank you for you and the department, what you do there and helping to make sure that the industry is operating in compliance and safely for those buying, purchasing real estate here in the state of Utah. We appreciate your efforts. And with that, we will move on. It does not look like there are any. I skipped over this, but I want to make sure. It looked like there were no board duties and responsibilities to be addressed by Perry. It does appear
yes.
that. Thank you.
That's
it does appear that there are no agenda items for new or old business. So I do want to open this up. Or excuse me, I'm skip right past this. Before we move on to that. I want to turn the time over to Nancy to give us the ULTA report.
Thank you, Chase. I met with the ULTA Executive Board at noon after our last meeting on November 9th. And the things that they discussed that I think are relevant to bring up before the Department of Insurance and before the Title and Escrow Commission are that they have put together a ULTA ABA committee, and that committee is made up. I'm not going to list the actual people because that can change, but they've made sure that it is representative of ABA members, non-ABA members, the ULTA executive board, and underwriters. And so they have put this committee in place to have discussions. I apologize, I cannot remember how often they meet, whether it's monthly or quarterly. I will find that out. So I would like that to be in our record. Also, this is something that the department probably already knows, but the Division of Real Estate has proposed a rule change to R-162. Learned this on my call with the ULTA Executive Committee that they are planning to put in place that ABA has to let the Division of Real Estate know of their entity within 30 days of the date of affiliation. We had mentioned before that it was the only way the Division of Real Estate was going to know of an ABA was after they had been in operation for at least a year when they filed their annual report. But now if this rule goes through, they will have to notify them within 30 days of the date of the affiliation. The other thing they brought up was that on the DRE website, they now have ABA information under their statutes and administrative rules section on their website. So those are the three things I wanted to bring to your attention. Does anyone have any questions?
Nancy, do you remember when we this idea of just making sure that the public is aware of the who these ABA type businesses are has been a pretty central conversation to the industry for the year. And I know that was going to end up being discussed, the idea of potentially having to help make legislative changes to that effect. So this change you're talking about, notifying the department within 30 days, and I do apologize if I'm saying that backwards, but was there any talk within the creation of this committee to look at further pursuing any of that legislative change? Is that a goal that you're aware of that they have, or something that they were going to try and continue, or do? Is the intent of this notification to try and resolve that issue, or am I missing the intent there?
No, I understand what you're saying. I think what's happening is there was already the intent just from the executive committee to work on this. And so parallel with setting up the committee was to make sure that dialogue continues and that new ABAs are aware of not only rules from the DRE, but also rules from the division. And so it's to keep the dialogue open, but also one thing I failed to mention is that the DRE plans to list those names on their website. At least that's what I've heard, is that I think at one time we heard it would be in their newsletter. Now apparently it would be on the website so that it is available to the public and that we don't have to wait a year. So yes, to answer your question, yes and yes. They were simultaneous, but also I'm not sure they know as a committee what things they will need to discuss in the future, but it's probably okay if this rule goes through with the Division of Real Estate. This committee will also be talking about how is it received, how is it perceived, and is there anything they need to do to make sure everybody complies.
Okay. Well, that's great to hear, and our appreciation as a commission to the ULTA and their efforts to help bring resolution to this, and it sounds like it's a great effort between those that are involved in ABAs and those that are not, so hopefully it stays fair and balanced, and the public remains the focus of the conversation on that committee. So thank you for letting us know.
You're welcome.
Any other comments or questions from any other member of the commission for Nancy? Okay. If not, we'll move on to the Real Estate Commission report with Darla. Turn the time over to you, Darla.
So I believe that the review of the proposed rule might be happening on Wednesday, if any of you guys want to listen in. That's when the next Real Estate Commission is going to be. So I think they've already posted the information for the meeting on their website. You guys will be able to log in and listen in on what it is that they're saying. In September, there were 20 complaints received. They closed 21 of the cases. They remained with 475 cases in September, informed the AG. And then in October, it reduced down to 17 complaints with 12 cases closed, 480 total real estate cases with 6 with the AG's office. So they've been reducing their cases quite substantially over the course of this year.
That's great to hear. Yeah, it's been a continuing trend that they keep getting lower and lower. It's nice to hear. I know everyone in our industry was very concerned about their ability to take on additional enforcement, and it sounds like they've started to make headway there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I appreciate you letting those listening to this call know about that the call on, and say it for me one more time. You said it was this Wednesday or Thursday?
It's the 16th, Wednesday.
16th. Thank you. I'm going to write myself a note for that. Okay. Any questions or comments for Darla from the commission? Okay. Well, thank you. We appreciate the two of you continuing to attend those meetings and keep us informed. I guess my question for you, Nancy, was in preparation for wondering if at any point did we need to, where we learned last month that the Department of Insurance is not going to be able to enforce that or keep those lists or make them public. I was curious if at any point we wanted to take up the conversation about what we may ask the Division of Real Estate to do, but it sounds like all that is underway, so.
Right.
I think that's a relief. With that, then, it sounds like somebody has a comment.
Chase, this is Nancy. I was just going to say that meeting, if anybody wants to attend on Wednesday, and Darda, you may have said this, it is at 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll be honest, I've actually not attended those meetings before. I assume right now, Darla, you mentioned that the information is on the website, but I assume they host them just the same way we are. It's just a call-in, a general call-in number that begins at 9, and any member of the public can listen in. Is that correct?
I'll forward the email to you guys. They usually do either a Zoom meeting or they'll do the call-in. So
okay.
I'll just forward it on to everyone.
Okay, thank you. That would be really helpful. Is there, I suppose we should ask, this may go outside of our responsibilities as a commission, but is there anyone from the general public that also would like that information or maybe told specifically where to go find that to sign up for the 16th? Anybody else from the public that has questions on that?
This is Blake. I'd like to have that information to listen in on the meeting.
This is Nathan Sprague. I would like that as well. Thank you.
Hey, Chase. This is Steve Gooch. If Nancy or Darla wants to send that to me, I can send it to the list that I have that I just blast out to interested parties, and then everyone kind of has it.
That sounds great, Steve. That would be really helpful.
I'll get that over to you, Steve.
Awesome.
Are those of you that just asked for that information, are you all on Steve's email list already?
I think, you know, this is Blake. I'm pretty sure I'm on Steve's list.
Yeah, they both are.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, thank you, Steve.
Yep.
Yeah, much appreciated to all of you. Okay, well, with that, then I think we'll move on. I do see that there is... no posted new or old business that needs to be discussed or other topics. I'll move on and ask for any hot topics that need to be brought up or questions today from either the commission or the public, or a request to have something added to the agenda for next meeting's hot topics. Okay. Well, if there is anything, as always, I would invite you to contact Steve and have it added to the Hot Topics agenda for the next meeting. But with that, I think we will go ahead and ask for a motion to adjourn. Our next meeting will be January 11th, 2021. I think, again, we should all expect for the anchor location to be the determination to be made that we'll call in again. But as always, we'll send that out with the next minutes agenda ahead of time, but I think we all know that we probably have a few more months of this. So with that, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
This is Allison. So moved.
And a second?
I'll second it.
Motion to adjourn by Allison and seconded by Randy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.